Hei, tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei, ki tā tātou taonga te reo irirengi o te hiku o te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu irātahi te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kōrero e whaeke nei, ko Tiana Machu, mai hāpai te hauora ki te kōrero e pāne ki tēnei kaupapa tua, hine, rawa ko tāne, mō ngā tangata e heheana e nganga ana, kia auahi kore ai rātou, nō reira me tari ake tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, Tiana.
Tēnā koe, hoa.
Ai, ngā mihi atu kia koe, he whaiwā, he whaiwā ki te koro kia hau. Appreciate you taking the time out of your busy as morning to give us a little bit of a koro about this new kaupapa called Tua, Hine and Tane, this chatbot for those who are interested in their smoke-free journey. Are you able to give us a little bit of a koro about that?
Absolutely. So Hāpai Te Hauora has teamed up with Te Whatu Ora, the Health Promotion Agency, to launch Tua. It's free online chatbot for whānau wanting to quit smoking and looking for extra resources and support. Tua was developed by Te Whatu Ora Health Promotion Agency, and Hāpai have been brought on to just create the marketing campaign and continue to monitor the chatbot.
And in regards to the inspiration for this whole kaupapa itself, are you able to give us a little bit more of a koro about how this whole journey and the development of this whole kaupapa before even Hāpai Te Hauora come on and done their thing? Who was the inspiration around this?
So Hine and Tane initially began with the pilot of a stop smoking chatbot called Warm Turkey, designed for construction workers in Christchurch. And after the success of this pilot, Te Whatu Ora explored if a similar concept would help wahine aged 18 to 35 to stop smoking. And the Queenie chatbot was originally launched in October 21. But after sector feedback, the marketing of Queenie and chatbot through Te Ao Māori lens to determine if the chatbot was fit for purpose for both users and sectors, it was well-received tool by the users, but the artwork, marketing, wraparound, and some of the content could have been stronger cultural and more traditional Te Reo Māori perspective, which is how we came on board.
Yeah, and so, you know, it is out there, and with the whole combination of Hāpai Te Hauora and Whatu Ora bringing it to life and where it's at today, give us some feedback on the progress so far.
So our campaign kicked off on the 17th of May. It was just a soft launch, opening the pages and the website to the communities. But our hard launch was down in Auckland, where Hāpai Te Hauora had a concert, like a Switch It Up concert, and it had a booth, an inflatable 360 photo booth, just to boost engagement and encourage whānau to try out the chatbot.
Yeah, ka pai. And there's a whole kaupapa that's been going on for a while now, trying to reach a goal for 2025 in regards to Auahi Kore Aotearoa. How is this really contributing to the kaupapa at the moment?
Well, we're seeing that smoking rates are going down, but they continue to remain steady for Māori. But I think for Hāpai, it's trying to give whānau different tools, different outlets, different resources that they connect with Te Ao Māori. So we're using things like maramataka, pūrāko, karakia, just as tools to give whānau when they do engage with that chatbot. Alongside, at the moment, we're running wānanga every Sunday at 7 p.m. on our IG, on our Instagram. So that we've got different guest speakers. So last week we had financial kōrero with Kali, Kali Aroha Huata, and then this weekend we've got Ayla Hoeta talking about maramataka, and then we've got Kayla's Kitchen, Kai Kitchen, and then we're doing meditation and breath work with the Kindness Institution the week after that. So just really trying to get whānau to engage in more Te Ao Māori mātauranga.
Yeah, well, it's really providing a whole lot, but also a major thing that we've seen over the recent years, you know, with COVID, with the natural disasters that have been hitting us, is all about accessibility, because we're actually having to remain sometimes not only within our own rohe, but at home as well. So having this innovation and online accessibility, you know, is this the way forward for a lot of things at the moment, to see that our services can't always physically reach us, but with a program like this, what has been some of the kōrero so far with Whatu Ora and Hāpai Te Hauora in regards to providing more innovation?
I think Te Whatu Ora has sort of seen the shift that they sort of need to make within the health sector. So, like, bringing on more kaupapa Māori organisations to support that has only, like, reinforced their need to do that. And I think with the tour chatbots, our target audience is rangatahi aged 18 to 35, but especially in those rural communities, so how can we give them something that they can access? And I mean, most people are sitting on their phone scrolling all day, so hey, let's give them a chatbot that they can access through Facebook or Instagram or the website.
Hey, yeah, that does seem to be a thing. And no, that's an awesome whakaaro, really putting the research in and already knowing how our whānau operate. But any final kōrero that you'd like to share in regards to the tour chat box, but also the journey itself, maybe some of the challenges and also some of the benefits that you've seen personally?
I mean, I used to be a smoker back in my day, so if I was to have a chatbot that was just there that I could reach out to, because I think I was sitting around smoking, like my whole whānau was smoking at the time, so I was the, sort of one of the first people in my whānau to make that change. But if there was a chatbot to support me during that journey, then I would have felt like I had that support to actually have the tools and resources to stop smoking. And I think that's what a lot of our whānau are missing, is that extra support, because I know that they can access services, but how do we support them beyond those services in their own environments at home? So yeah, I think just try jump on that chatbot and try and engage in our wānanga. And there's some super cool giveaways to be had if you are engaging in our wānanga. And at the moment we do have a like, share and follow on our Instagram page to go in the draw to win a $500 countdown card.
Wow, and those incentives have really been working throughout the most recent years to get people on the census and also to get people onto just being a little bit more healthier. So he mihi kawana ki a koe, mowene o ngā kōro e Tiana, i whāriki hia e koe ki rungi i tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko tika, tāku ki a koe i tēnei wā, a kia matara, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Ko Tiana Matu Tera, me wene o ngā kōrero, mō tēnei o ngā kaupapa ko Tua Tera, hine rawa ko Tāne, he chatbot tēnei nā, he mea hangarau, ara ki runga i te upurangi, no re re tātou mā, mena e mōhio ana koutou, mena ko koe tētahi o ngā tangata, Momi Tūpeka, Kai Paipa, mena e hehena koutou te otipai wenei, tēnā whai atu i tēnei o ngā kaupapa o Tua. Ko tēnei kaupapa he mea hei tauawhi, e a rātou mā he mea hangarau kare kōrero hou mō te hunga e ngana ana kia auahi kore ai rātou i a rātou anō nō reire e tātou mā mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika. Iwa te kou māwhitu i rātahi te iarere.